Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It is Wrestling Wednesday. Finally, Rust was thrown for a curveball yesterday, Danny, because I was down in Eugene on a Tuesday. He was just, he was in cruise control. He was.
Yeah, I was all discombobulated.
He usually is down on Wednesday. So it was Wrestling Wednesday for the first hour. Yeah. And then I heard Ultimate Warrior, and I was like, is this just in the rotator now?
I think it was. Well,
because yeah. I would be down for that.
I think first was the Ultimate Warrior, and then what really gave it away was the Big Show.
Yeah. Mm.
Which, by the way, Dirt stole that from me today, too.
Get out of town.
I heard that as a bump back on Dirt and Sprague this morning.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
Get out of town.
Whoa. Do we have to have a talk with the morning guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let them know that they're crossing lines.
Yeah,
that can't be crossed.
They're appropriating music like Jeff is appropriating names.
Right? Unbelievable. We will not stand for this.
He laughs because it hurts.
I'm going to get you. I don't know how yet.
I know. Well, you have all these drops that you've already used against me. All right. You've been at Portland Trailblazers media day and practice the last 2 days.
Indeed. I accused my sister twice.
Damn.
That one's in there.
Media day, you came in after and you said tempering of the expectations. And it seems as if yesterday, after day one of practice, those expectations are continuing to be tempered by the franchise and this team. What has been the feeling and the buzz kind of around the facility so far?
Yeah, no, it's a weird spot to be because everyone knows the deal. But they're still professionals. Like, they still think that they can come in and they can win and they can, you know, upset the apple cart and be the team that does it and blah, 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 blah. Like, that, you just have to play those mental tricks on you because there's 82 games and you can't go into a season thinking we're going to be the worst team in basketball.
No.
So.
And this goes back to players don't tank, franchises
do. Yeah, and coaches don't tank. It's right. The organization. Like, you know, they'll pull guys off the floor, then guys will have injuries and 10-day contracts will happen. Just kind of looking at things, the interest in this team is that they aren't that interesting. And I know it sounds super weird, but like the storylines aren't that crazy. It's development. And you have to really be willing to dive into that to enjoy the season. For all the people that are trying to sell themselves on the idea of like, well, they could surprise some people. No, they can't. No, they can't. They just don't have the talent for it. And that's okay.
I found myself going into this rabbit hole, though, and just being like, well, they could win 25, 30 games, maybe.
But see, here's the thing is they can't because the organization, when it comes time, will not let them.
Okay.
Developers, developers.
Developers, yep, developers, that's what we're doing.
Developers,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Developers.
Yep, that part. But no, it is about development this year, and the storylines are going to be Shaedon Sharpe. It's going to be Anthony Simons. I don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to be Danny Avdia. I think people are going to very quickly become massive Danny Avdia fans.
Yeah,
he is going to bring something this team has needed for quite a few years, and not only his what he can do on the court, but his mentality and his attitude. I've already had some people kind of push back on the idea that Donovan Clingan, he's not going to play a ton. Like, I've been pretty open about this, the same way I was about Scoot Henderson, the same way I was about Shaedon Sharpe. You cannot just throw guys out there in the NBA. And we saw Donovan Clingan in Summer League do some things really well. He was very good in the glass, and he had room to grow on the glass, which is kind of crazy considering he averaged, 14 and a half rebounds a game. He was a great shot blocker. His finishing ability and his touch inside was limited. His shooting ability was limited. He showed some passing chops, for sure. But you're looking at what they have in the front court in DeAndre Ayton and Robert Williams III, and that's 48 minutes. Like, that's DA is going to play 30, Rob Will is going to play 12 to 16, and so you get a shift of like 4 or 5 minutes from Donovan Clingan. And the thing about this year for Donovan Clingan, his development is becoming an NBA athlete. He's 7'3", 290 pounds. He is one of the literal biggest humans to come through the NBA Combine in 20 years. It's him and Zach Edey. Like, that's what we're talking about. Like, he is an enormous human by every measure. So, when you have those guys, they don't typically go out there and play 30 minutes a night. Like, well, Zach Edey's going to do it. Zach Edey came into the Combine a year ago and was told to go back to college because he wasn't in shape to play in the NBA. And then he went out and defied the odds and was a guy who played 38 minutes a night.
Yeah.
Just an absolute monster, like a one of one, right? So you're looking at all these things this season, and you could you see like minor tweaks from Anthony Simons or DeAndre Ayton? Sure. Could you see growth from Tumani Kamara, Jabari Walker, or Duop Reith, or any of those guys? Sure. But the thing that you're looking at, and I think the two single most important things for this team right now are Shaedon Sharpe and Danny Avdia. It's not Scoot Henderson. Because even the best version of Scoot Henderson, to me, is better playmaking Marcus Smart, which is a really good player.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's more floor raiser than ceiling raiser.
I think, but in that context, though, if you take the knuckleheadedness out of Marcus Smart, that's exactly who you want to be a part of your team.
Yeah, hard-nosed defender. He's a winning player, multifaceted. But again, the playmaking and lack of offense is an issue. And I think Scoot has, more natural offensive ability as a playmaker. The shooting, I think it's probably going to be roughly the same. Maybe Scoot profiles is a little bit better. But like, a big-bodied, strong guard, and Scoot does look like he's put on even more size. He looked huge when I saw him in practice.
Nice.
But the biggest question to me is Shaedon Sharpe. Is he new era Brandon Roy, or is he guard Andrew Wiggins? Like, because I don't think there's a world where Shaedon Sharp's bad. You know what I mean? Like that world doesn't really exist.
But if he's injured,
well, yeah. But I mean, I'm talking yeah, all things being equal, like. He's an NBA player, and he's good, at bare minimum, he's a plus rotation player. His athleticism alone is going to like to get him to that point. So you're waiting to see is he a key component of a good team going forward, or is he just a really good player?
I think the question is, like with Scoot though, is what do we need to see from him this year to convince us that he wasn't a whiff at number three?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think he's a whiff at number three if he becomes a guy who is like a playmaking Marcus Smart. Like that's a really good player. Like, and people hear that, or when I say like guard Andrew Wiggins for Shaedon Sharpe, people are like, oh, that's not good. I'm like, there's 5,000 plus players in NBA history. You know how many guys have averaged 18, 5, and 5?
Well, so when you say more playmaking Marcus Smart, are we including the defense?
Yes,
in there?
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm saying like I think he has the ability to be a plus defender. Like I do, right, because he's big, he's strong, he's got long arms.
What does that look like this year, though?
Figuring it out. That's the thing, is it's figuring it out. And he's, if he, I've seen a bunch of people talk about it, you know, there's going to be it's competition in camp.
Yeah.
I don't see what competition there is. I think Anthony Simons is your starting one, Shaden's the two, Denny's the three, JG's the four, and DA's the five. And I would be stunned.
See, and that's where I've talked myself into being like, well, Tumani Kamara coming off the bench, Robert Williams coming off the bench, Donovan Klingon coming off the bench, you know, Scoot, if he does figure it out, we still don't know what it is for him quite yet. It's like, that could be 25 to 30 games.
Well, here's the thing.
That they win.
Oh, the guys you just named, who's the offensive player in that group?
Anthony Simon, or the guys I just named?
Yeah.
The guys I just named.
The defense isn't going to be that good.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
But it's like, it's bad. Offensively,
it's bad.
They don't have a creator.
No, it's...
Yeah.
And now you see why.
The team scores.
Yeah.
We run the triangle.
Yeah.
Hey, Scotty, triangle.
Yeah, no, that's not going to work. And I think that's going to be an interesting thing to see what Chauncey Billups, Nate Bjorken, and that coaching staff kind of comes up with the things they want to do stylistically offensively. And I asked Chauncey about that yesterday. I was like, are you glad that you know, in the offseason you bring in guys like Denny and you bring in Donovan and you get Rob back? Because, to be blunt, they were the worst screening team in the NBA last year. They were not good at it.
They were bad at a lot of things. Yeah,
I think DA is a really good player. I think his lack of physicality on screens, it's like the single thing that bothers me the most.
Yeah.
Because you can see him doing it. And when he does, it allows both him and Ant to be significantly more successful. But that's what I'm interested in seeing this year, is like, just putting a more physical guy like Denny on the court, Does DA feed off that? Does JG feed off that? Like, those are the things that I'm watching this year. And I know people are like, well, I want more. I'm like, sorry.
Yeah, here's the text of Vancouver Ford text line. Would you trade the number 3 overall pick for Marcus Smart? And this is where I think people need to kind of reframe, is that you weren't going to get a guy who you sit there and be like, yeah, that's number 3 with that draft class out the gate or ever. And we've talked about this before, but I think it's an important qualifier when you're talking about what a rebuilding team is, right? And as a rebuilding team, you try to get as many of the pieces that you can until you land the transcendent player. The Blazers in that draft at 3 weren't going to get a transcendent player, right?
Well, except Joe Cronin told us that they were getting a generational talent.
Well, that is why you're seeing expectations have been tempered this year.
Yes.
Like that, they're stopping all of that.
And this isn't they got out over their thing.
Well, they got out over their skis with the hype of Scoot, because people were like, "Ah, the number 3 pick, going to be a great player." He wasn't. But you look at it and you go, "All right, over the course of a rebuild, you do take some swings. Mm-hmm. And if you connect on, you know, a guy who is not the transcendent player, and we saw Scoot is not the transcendent player. He is not the guy you hitch your wagon to and drag to a NBA finals or a Western Conference finals, for that matter.
His development story is not written yet.
But what you do is you say, all right, now that we know of Scoot Henderson not being that transcendent player, can we mold him into being a Marcus Smart type for when we do get that mm-hmm. guy? And like, that's the big thing. And this is the slippery slope of a tank and a rebuild, right? Is that, how long are you going to have to wait for?
You look at Detroit. You look at Charlotte.
Washington.
So much of it. And again, they were a ping pong ball off Wemby.
Yeah.
They're a ping pong ball off Wemby.
But, and like, that's not soon. What people want to hear. But,
no, but I mean, like, that's the luck. That's the luck yeah. that comes with this.
And I think that's where you're at. Like, no, you wouldn't trade the note. In theory, you would not trade the number three pick overall for Marcus Smart. But what they're trying to do is get in the Cooper Flag. You know, Ace Bailey,
yeah,
Boozer, Twins, whatever.
They were also a coin flip away from Hakeem Olajuwon.
No, and that's the reality.
Still talk about it.
And that's right? The reality of this stuff. And again, Marcus Smart also spent 2 years in college.
Yeah.
So you're like, you're when you're talking about, like, would you trade the number three overall pick for Marcus Smart right now? No.
Yeah. And like this, like Zach in Portland. So the Blazers are in trust the process mode. Gotta love that. Yeah. No, it sucks.
This is not a good place. We've been trying to tell everybody, like, you have to wait this thing out. Now, here's the thing: if luck goes their way, and I've mentioned this before, I have talked to God only knows how many GMs about Cooper Flagg, particularly after what happened in Las Vegas with the Team USA, and the stuff that I've asked, I'm like, have you ever seen a high school player play like this? And to a man, the answer is no. I had one GM said, like, the closest thing I can remember is Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin was an absolute freak coming out of high school, and his dominance in college basketball was an absolute barnstorming tour. Cooper Flagg is going to play in an insane level at Duke. And if things broke perfectly for Portland, they get the number one overall pick, and you get Cooper Flagg, it becomes like 2006 all over again for the Trailblazers. You have Shaedon Sharpe, you've got Anthony Simons, you've got Scoot Henderson, you've got Denny Avdia, you've got Cooper Flagg, you've got Donovan Clingan.
Yeah.
You've got too much. Like, the oldest guy, basically, of your core, quote-unquote, at that point is Ant at 26. Because the likelihood is that you're going to move on from Jeremy, you're going to move on from Rob, you're going to move on from DA, eventually.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it starts to make sense, because you've got a guy who is the son of your universe. And that's... I hate to say that in, what, October 2nd, that we're looking at May 23rd.
No, we are.
But that's this season is about development for a few guys, certainly. But if you're talking, like, forecasting this out and how it matters for the Blazers as a franchise, the single thing that matters the most is figuring out if Shaedon Sharpe has the juice. And beyond that, can they get the number one overall pick?
All right. Well, that's sad, but it's where the Blazers are.
Like, look, I don't want it to be that way. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to watch Scoot or Donovan or Denny and enjoy, like, all those other things. But if you're talking holistically, stripping all these things away, that's what matters. And I wish there was another way to go about this, about building a team in the NBA. But there is just not a path that exists that makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, there we are. 2 days in, October 2nd. That's our conversations surrounding the Portland Trailblazers. It was good stuff that we got to, but I think for a lot of Blazer fans, it's just like, this is the reality.
Yes.
This is where you're at.
And strap in.
Yeah. Get ready, because it's not going to be pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be pretty.
No. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.